Psalm 34, verses 1 through 7. That's our passage today as we continue our journey through the Psalms. And just want to thank you for joining us each day as we continue to make our way through these tremendous Psalms, the songbook of the nation of Israel. Psalm 34, 1 through 7, Psalm of David. And this was a Psalm of David when he pretended to be insane before Abimelech, who drove him away and he left. So this psalm has a particular context to it. David said, "I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will glory in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them." So it really wasn't David's best day. He was fleeing from Saul. He escaped into Philistine territory. There he was recognized as the one who had killed the Philistine hero, Goliath. And he was very much afraid, Scripture says. So he pretended to be insane. Like a madman, he made marks on the doors. He let saliva run down his beard. Abimelech, the king of the Philistines, his response is classic. He says, when he saw David's behavior, he replied, "Am I not short of madmen?" And he had David taken away from his presence. That whole story is in 1 Samuel 21, verses 10 through 15, if you want to read it. Though David feigned insanity as a means of protection, this did not keep him from praising God for deliverance. Perhaps he was even reflecting on how he contorted his face and let saliva run down his beard as he wrote, "Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame." He acknowledged that it was God who delivered him from all his fears. Like David, we're not always going to be able to declare, "This was my best day ever." However, our failure and fear is not an excuse to wallow in self-pity. Even when we have our days we'd rather forget, we can still say, "This poor man called and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles." God never forsakes us, even on our less than best days. Father, thank you for your faithfulness, even when fear drives me to failure. Thank you for hearing my prayer, and thank you for providing deliverance. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.